very pleased to say I'm joined on air with Ebony Lamb. How are you?
I'm great. It's nice to hear that Soaked Oats were on just before this. I'm a big fan. I went to their last show, so here in Wellington.
Good. So, yeah, that was a pretty cool tour that they did. Their last few set of shows. I went to the one here in Port Chalmers. It was very, very cool. And on
it was really special. I thought they did an amazing job.
Yeah, and, definitely.
We're able to indulge, but I will stop interrupting about that band that I love.
Yes, no, me too. But yeah, on the topic of tours, you are coming back down to Dunedin on a little tour, playing a few shows around New Zealand. Tell us a little bit about this tour. What sparked the idea of getting moving again?
I really love being in the South Island. I'm probably a South Islander at heart. I love the people and the space and the land. I'm a big fan, and every time I go there I'm like, why am I in the North Island? So it's a natural pull to come down. But I've actually been invited to Aspiring Conversations in Wanaka. So that's the Festival of Colours Arts Festival, and every other year it's more author-driven rather than performance-driven. But this year they're bringing in myself and Adam McGrath from the Eastern and Julia Deans and Grant Smithies to talk about songwriting. Uh-huh. So we're doing a special kind of panel, and I get to play an original, I get to do a cover, and then we do one together at the end. So talking about songwriting, and they said, you know, you should really think about doing some other shows, and I was like, absolutely, would love to, you know, because to make it worthwhile, it's such a hike to come down south, actually, with on tour. I mean, it's not, we talk about it a lot, but the extraordinary costs involved with touring are quite high, and so we're coming as a beautiful duo, but we're trying to make the biggest, fullest sound ever.
Yeah.
And just happy to play my songs in a different way. I've been practicing a lot, so have no fear, they're going to be great. And also so to play my record, and also to have my long-term collaborator Graham Antler, who was actually on my record, who did all of the fabulous electric guitar parts, but he's a big part of like helping me write. Like, I get to about 95% and I do not know how to finish off, and he always helps me finish off, so he's got the golden sauce in that space. So he's going to play some of his work, and we'll play those together, and we've got amazing support slots. So so we're on Saturday night, Saturday the 6th of April at Maggie's.
Yes, great venue.
The best.
Yeah, definitely. And you mentioned, so you're playing alongside Graham Antler, is that right? And you mentioned, obviously, you've worked with them before. Have you done a duo kind of set playing together, just the two of you,
Past? Yeah, many, many times, and they change. My sounds changed, so I used to be really old country based in that space, and I was on an acoustic guitar, and then over time I've shifted into this more using like layering aesthetics with pedals, and I've got this beautiful custom made guitar by Tim Fraser. If anybody down south knows Tim Fraser, he's a Dunedin guy. He's an amazing man, and he hand built me this amazing beautiful guitar called the Fraser Clan 2, because it's the second one he ever made, and it's amazing. And my friend Emerald from the psych band Linen did the setup on it, so it's sounding perfect because she's incredible. If anybody knows the band Drag Hound or Linen, they'll know that she knows her stuff. And we've played lots of duo stuff together, but we don't always get to, and it can be pretty dynamic at times, but we've sung together for, 12, 13 years.
Oh, wow.
So singing together is like harmonies. It's like kind of, you know, just seamless. It just happens.
Yeah.
And And also just playing, you know, like getting, and I love playing as a duo because on my own I do enjoy that, but I always think there's a bit more rhythm and a bit more dynamic when there's just the two of us. So.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, it's great.
It's going to be quite a special gig, especially at Maggie's with a quite more intimate atmosphere for a music gig, and like just such a lovely venue to play. And then with Violet Hurst opening, dreamy music. It's just going to be so good. And so where else are you playing on this tour? What are the other spots?
So the announced part of the tour is just Te Wai Whanau. So we're just doing South Island. So we're on Friday night, we're at Space Academy in Christchurch with Holly Arrowsmith. And it's an intimate gig, but that's just like selling like a hotcake. So I suspect it'll sell out pretty soon. I like playing... Yeah, so we've Friday night in Christchurch, Saturday night in Dunedin, and Sunday night this weekend in Wanaka. And then we go home, and then later in the year, like later in, sorry, not in the year, but later in the month, I'll be going to Tamaki Makaurau and playing some Auckland stuff.
Yeah.
That hasn't been announced yet, but it's all in there, and I'm going back up to write the next record. So I've got a week of writing time in a producer studio, just me, and we'll see how that goes. I've been writing pretty hard out for the last 2 years, but haven't managed to make a form, so it's just a lot of thought.
Yeah,
just need some time. But you know, like I have just such a love, like when I came down south to play with Jess Cornelius and Michael Cronin, I don't know if anybody came to that show, but we accidentally happened upon Maggie's, and we had, I have to tell you, the best band bonding brunch breakfast I've ever had.
Yeah.
I had the best feel, and I was like, man, I want to play here. But I've also, like, made... I'm on Nadia Reed's label, and she's, you know, very Dunedin Port Chalmers-based, and it's special to play my songs knowing that I have her kind of behind me as well, and...
Yeah.
Quarantine Island is a wonderful place where I made a music video last year.
Oh, yes,
with,
I remember that.
Jake Monroe and Oscar Meen,
yes.
Actually, from Soap Dokes, was the... they directed and filmed all that, and it was just like having the best brothers a girl could ever ask for. So,
sure.
I want to spend more time south.
Yeah, this sounds like there's so many connections down here. It's going to be a very special tour, I can imagine. But it sounds like you've been incredibly busy, because I remember not that long ago, towards the end of last year, you released an album and went on tour, and now you're coming back down for a few shows and still riding away. So
yeah, since then I came down south with Calexico, but sadly... we didn't manage to get to Dunedin, which I was sad about, but so that's one of the pushes to come now. And then, so lucky to be part of the finalists for the Tate Music Prize. That's a pretty big thing. So many of us don't fit into a normal, I don't want to say normal, but like into the mainstream category of what it is to be recognised for your work.
Yeah.
And I've been talking about it with people recently because I just felt like I won when I made the record. That's truly how I felt, because it was such an achievement. If anybody out there is trying to make a record, you know the blood, sweat and tears and the lack of fun. So just as DIY and as committed to the work as you can be, and just falling in love with that work. And I felt like that's been my journey. It's like whatever happens, it's such an honour to be in this category with all these other really, really... you know, strong contenders like Tiny Ruins and Homebrew and some amazing bands. So I was thinking about that a lot. I was like, it's good to go on tour and just play your songs and like separate yourself away from overanalyzing any kind of ego boost you might get from being nominated.
Yeah, but I mean, it is such a beautiful album that you released, so I'm very excited to hear some more work coming from you in the future, hopefully. But
I've got big plans. Big plans and a low budget. I think that's the next t-shirt right here. Honestly.
Sounds great. Yeah, very relatable. But no, it's been great to have you come on for a chat this morning about your show this weekend, this Saturday at Maggie's, and for that show, you have so generously allowed us to give away 2 tickets, is that right?
Yeah, a double pass. Like anybody that maybe wants to come to the show, it starts at 8 o'clock on Saturday night. Well, that's when the doors are, and Violet will be on at 8:30 and Ebony Lamb will be on at 9:30. And it's, they sell nice drinks, so you should come to Maggie's.
Yes.
But like, yeah, we've got a double pass to give away to listeners. So anybody that wants to come and maybe can't afford to, text in, is that right?
Yes, you can text in to 021-272-3461. Just text in with anything and you might be in to win a double pass to see Ebony Lamb and Violet Hurst this Saturday playing at Maggie's. It's going to be an amazing, amazing night. So thank you so much, Ebony, for coming on and having a chat. And yeah, so we've got some of your music lined up. Here is Salt, Sand and Sea from Ebony Lamb, followed by Sabine from Violet Hurst. Give you a little taster of what's to come on Saturday night. But don't forget, if you want to get in to win a double pass to the show on Saturday, you can text in to 021-272-3461. Here is Salt, Sand, Sea from Ebony Lamb. Keep it locked on Radio 1 at 91 FM.
More of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.